Another scholar named Ronit Meroz has argued for a different image of the relationship between Luria and Chaim Vital, placing a great deal of emphasis upon Vital as a thinker and as a magician, and seeing Vital almost competing with Luria in some respects in terms of defining the Kabbalah of Safed in the 16th century. Idel finally has also studied this particular approach from the perspective of the reception of Lurianic Kabbalah in Europe. What he argues is very interesting. When it comes to Italy, as we saw, Italy has this integrative approach to the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah is mixed up with Neoplatonism and with other forms of occult philosophy and becomes part of a larger universal vision of culture. Recall when we spoke about Pico and we spoke about Yohanan Alimano. The same thing happens to Lurianic Kabbalah. It is studied by a group of Jews who somehow defang any kind of mythic structure and simply see it as a kind of occult philosophy and thereby transport it in a very different way. In other words, it doesn't have the same dynamic quality that it had in Safed. Moreover, when the Christians discover Lurianic Kabbalah, and they do, they translate these texts into Latin, but for them too, they became part of a mosaic of cultural voices that clearly do not have the same import. They have been transformed and placed in a different context. So for Idel, the mediating aspect of Italian Kabbalists who take these Lurianic ideas from Safed and transform them in Italy and then spread them throughout the entire European world is really very, very significant. And therefore, although Safed is an important center of Jewish life, ultimately, what happens in Italy is equally important because the way these ideas are translated into a different cultural key is quite significant in describing this particular world. But nevertheless, Safed still holds its mystery, its marvel. And many people have written both histories and novels about this remarkable community. I should mention, I began by speaking about Joseph Caro earlier and about the Magidim and the Dibukim. Recently, Jeffrey Chayes, a student of mine, has written a book in which he describes the process of possession. And he describes individual visitations of angels and mystery and so on. And it is really quite an extraordinary story of how these people were enveloped in the experience of the mystical and the divine. Now, just in order to show you to what degree this culture, beyond the esoteric notions that I've described here, had on the larger cultural world of Jewry, let me mention one area and then illustrate it by one poem in the final minutes that we have. Lurianic Kabbalah influenced the liturgy. These people prayed. They prayed. They went out in the fields and they prayed. They spoke to God in all kinds of ways. And of course, it is something that every generation needs, whether you're Jewish or something else. Prayer is a very important kind of way of constructing your life, of thinking about the world, the things are spiritual. And they left a great impact upon Jewish liturgy. And I'm wondering, those of you that even might know Jewish liturgy, whether you appreciate that impact. I want to take a poem that is quite familiar to anyone that walks into a synagogue, particularly on Friday night. It was written by Solomon or Shlomo Alkabetz, who was a friend of Joseph Caro and who was also part of this Lurianic world. And the prayer goes like this, and I'll just recite the first line in Hebrew, and those of you who are familiar with it will know it, and the rest of you will not. I will read the rest in English. It was written in the context of Lurianic Kabbalah and Lurianic mood. Lecha dodi likrat kala penei Shabbat nikabla. Come, my friend, to meet the bride. The Sabbath, let us welcome. This is right before the Sabbath hits, in the prayer service called Kabbalat Shabbat. Observe and remember, in a single commandment, God, the only one, gave us to hear. The Lord is one, and one is name, for fame, for glory, and for praise. Come, my friend, to greet the Sabbath, let us go. For it is ever a font of blessing poured forth of old, at the very beginning, last act in creation, first in God's plan. Shake off thy dust now and arise. Array thee in raiment of beauty, my people. God has made with thee a covenant of peace. So pray, be thou nigh to my soul, redeem it, come my friend. And thus in this remarkable prayer, which is a standard prayer opening the Sabbath in every Jewish community, the influence of Lurianic Kabbalah and the messianic mood, the mood of spirituality of Safed, leaves its mark.